We had talked about something that it's now popping up more in the news that you're hearing about from across the country. It's something that actually has a tie-in to, we know, at least one case in Michigan. There could be more, but the mystery seeds that showed up, especially over the weekend, for people across the country in a lot of different states. And it's thought to be from China or other places, too, where these seeds show up kind of unmarked. It's kind of a mystery. Nobody knows what to make of them. Officials think it is part of a scam and what to do. So just a couple of words of follow-up on that. We have heard, and this came out yesterday, that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is on board and is planning to do testing of those seeds that people are receiving, because there's rumors that nobody knows what these seeds might. Could there be some kind of danger?
Worth of trying to intercept them now to prevent them coming in at all.
And, well, it's interesting, too. It says here dozens of states from Florida to Nevada, including Michigan, have received the seeds. I know that there was the one case in Michigan that was highlighted in an online note from the Detroit Free Press yesterday. Could be more cases in Michigan. But, like, for example, in the state of Virginia, a spokesperson for the Virginia Department of Agriculture says that since last week, officials there have been inundated by thousands of calls and emails from seed recipients.
Mm.
And so I don't know. I think if it was that prominent in Michigan, it would be making more of the news in this state. So that's just an example, though, of maybe certain places are more concentrated than others. Again, unsolicited, and the appearances mostly from China, although there are also some suggestions, and I think you mentioned this yesterday, that the United Arab Emirates might be also a place where some of the seeds have come. This is a Wall Street Journal follow-up, and apparently the embassy of the United Arab Emirates in Washington, D.C. was contacted about this, and so far no response.
Why are we not surprised by that?
And again, if maybe they don't know anything. Maybe they're trying to investigate who's using our name. China, the foreign ministry officially said yesterday that the mailing labels on those seed packages were forged, and China is asking the U.S. to return the packages for investigation in China.
Okay.
As long as they pay the postage. Because,
right.
You know, it gets big, you know, how many packages are there? Although I'm sure it's a cautious request that's being undertaken. And we already know that the USDA is going to do some testing. So even if China was to receive some of the seeds back, you know, we're going to do our own testing. Because, again, the question is, what do these seeds contain? And the Wall Street Journal has different quotes from different agricultural departments across the country. Here's another one, and I never thought about this. This is from, Louisiana? Yeah, Mike Strain from Louisiana's Agricultural and Forestry Department says that they are retrieving seeds from roughly 300 people who received the packages, and there's concern that people might decide to plant them or use them for feed, like for chicken feed. So the suggestion is not only you're now worried about what it might be doing in a garden situation, what it might do to, you know, livestock or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Good question.
Well, don't plant, don't feed.
Who is actually going to take unsolicited seeds that are unmarked and you're just going to start planting them?
Yeah. Or feed them well.
Or feed them to animals?
You know somebody's out there is going to do that. Somebody is
put them away then.
Somebody's going to. The Office of Indiana, its state chemist, says that residents in Indiana who are receiving seeds should not plant or even dispose of the seeds, that they should contact officials. So don't even throw them away in some kind of receptacle or that, because, again, it's unknown what's going to happen to them all. Maybe some varmint could get into the seeds, and there could be a problem.
Yeah.
Of course, depending on the varmint, who cares? You know, I'm thinking like a rat or something like that. I don't know. Like I said, just a little follow-up, but just a note. I thought the interesting follow-up was from China, because that was apparently where most people think it's coming from, is, again, China is saying, not us, it's forged, and we want those packages back here for investigation.
You're not putting enough emphasis on that. It's China. It's China.
That's the way I got to say it. Huh?
Yeah, right.
Well, mystery. I have not seen any, and I take it that you gentlemen have not had the fortune of having this come up in your mail either.
Obviously not, because I did not plant them. So, I just lamented, who's gonna
do that? Yeah,
unsolicited seeds. You don't even know what they are.
Well, when you think of some of the products that are manufactured and some of the warning labels that have, and we've made fun of these over the years too, about things you're not supposed to do with certain things or certain what seems obvious statements that are made.
Yeah.
You know, like if you buy a fire starter, you know, bricks and things like that, you can throw into a fire, you know, and on the label it says, warning, may cause fire. Maybe people have to be told, don't plant these things or don't feed these things, because it's obvious, but you think that you have to state the obvious, but sometimes you do.
I wouldn't even open the package from some place, some foreign country, yeah, with the problems we've had with ricin and sarin and all kinds of things. I'd be real cautious.
That's a good question, too, because I have not read about how the packages. It talks about how there's markings on the seed packages, but do they come in a...
You know, container or
some
whatever.
Kind of box or something.
I don't care what kind of packaging it's in. If it comes from somewhere else, I'm going to be hesitant about opening it.
Kind of like if you don't recognize the phone number, I'm not going to answer.
That's right.
Don't recognize the return address, I'm not going to answer. Now, we'll see if more comes out of this. Maybe we'll eventually find out that hopefully there's nothing more than maybe it is just some scheme. Again, it's the bushing scheme where, again, products are sent to people in mail, so they receive them, and then online reviews are being done using a person's information saying, hey, this person received this product, and they say it's a great thing to use. Hopefully that's what... Well, isn't that nice? We hope it's nothing more than a scam. How bad is that? We'll take that over some invasive species that the seeds might be.